talking today with Carson Dean from the LATA FFA chapter. She's one of our stars in agri-science. Carson, let's talk a little bit about your project.
I did a project over the blood glucose in equine athletes. I would get a certain feed. I would find it's fasting, and then I would feed, and then I would test it after 30 minutes and 90 minutes and 180 minutes to determine if it spiked the blood sugar or not.
What made you pick this? This is like, of all the things to pick, this is super interesting, but maybe not as common as some of the other things.
It interests me because, like, I have performance horses, and I wanted them to be able to perform to the best of their abilities. And I knew in humans that it affected your performance, so I thought that I would research it in horses.
So did you kind of find a correlation between the way it affects us and the way it does affect horses?
It's almost the exact same thing. Like, the foods with higher sugar content have a higher effect on your breaking down of the glucose.
And how does that, what does that look like in horses? Like, you know, for me, if I give my 8-year-old twins a lot of sugar, they're bouncing off the walls. And it's not necessarily something I want them to do. But is that beneficial for horses, or what do you look for in that?
So, like, the higher the sugar content, the harder it is for it to break down. So, like, the less energy that the horses have. And so they just don't perform to, like, their best of their abilities, and they're not, like, say it's like a fast racehorse or something, it wouldn't be able to run to its best, and it would just, like, be lethargic, I would say.
So it's important that you know what you're feeding the horses if you want them to perform at certain times.
Yeah, definitely.
So who helped you out along the way with this project?
My parents, my grandpa, he's a nutritionist for animals, and my vet.
Is this a project that you could see going on for later to help out your family and to help out others?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about your FFA career, because you're about to graduate. So what have been some of your favorite moments in FFA?
I would say my very favorite moments are going to national conventions. It's just nothing like it, honestly. But, yeah.
Super good energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a fun week. Like, nothing tops it.
So after you graduate, what are you planning on doing?
I'm going to go to Cali County Community College and play basketball, and hopefully one day I can become a nurse.
Well, I'm assuming that by playing basketball and FFA, you've had to learn to kind of juggle some priorities, and I know that FFA is one of the best ways to learn those types of things and juggle, but what else has FFA taught you throughout your career?
FFA has just taught me to just believe in myself, because I think that it has just so many great qualities, and it teaches you, like, every life lesson that you can almost learn. And so through that, I have learned that I can do pretty much anything that I put my mind to.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Once again, visiting with Carson Dean from LATA FFA. She's one of our stars in agri-science. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.